Trey, it wasn't very long ago that you you saw these guys. One of the, you know, kind of the end of sort of a slip on defense. Are you guys keeping that in mind as you come into tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we know this is a good team. You know, we just ended up losing two on the road, so we have to be locked in tonight. You know, we have to execute both ends of the court and, you know, come out ready to play, more importantly.
Specifically the three ball for them, what are you guys going to do to keep them from shooting as well as they did?
I think we just got to know our personnel, you know. Like I said, just lock into the scouting report, you know, run guys off the line, make them drivers. And, you know, we should, you know, do a good job of holding them, you know, behind the three-point
line. Talk a little about your game right now. You had a, you know, great game last game. Just maintain that consistency. Just how do you do that?
Just letting the game come, you know, getting in the paint more, think of transition, reading when I can and when not to attack. I think, you know, the more that I attack, the better it is for the team, and you know, the better my reads are, or the easier my reads are.
You had some ups and some downs. What's your relationship with Quinn been like since he's, you know, he was a point guard? Has he kind of, do you feel like he's been able to relate to some of the things you've gone through this season?
Definitely. You know, he always pulls me to the side, and even during games, he tells me, you know, I'm doing a lot of good things out there, you know, just to continue to be aggressive. And one thing we've been watching a lot of film on is just the way I've been able to get in the paint and attack, and, you know, how that opens things up for everybody else.
Do you feel like your relationship with him has grown as the season's gone on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had a pretty good relationship once from the time he came in. You know, we talk on the phone from time to time, you know, a lot about, you know, things on the court and then as well as things off the court. So I think that makes me more comfortable with him.
Is there anything that you want to do specifically as the season comes to a close, kind of to finish it off, or is it just kind of keep going same old?
Just keep playing, you know, playing the way we've been playing, which is, you know, staying locked in, you know, not looking forward to the end of the season, but trying to finish out the season strong.